Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Our limud of halacha every day is Chus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Dov Ben Chai Leishtav Refuah Shleima V'Soich Shal Chai LeYisrael. So what do we do whilst the Baal Tekeah is blowing shofar in the morning every day? So we're listening to the shofar. Sometimes we get a shock because we didn't remember that they're going to blow the shofar, which is good. V'om lo yechrodu. And then we start thinking to ourselves, oh, is it going to work or isn't it going to work? Is he yes going to blow well, not going to blow well? Didn't he blow well? Didn't he struggle, etc.? And meanwhile, taking off our tefillin and we're fishing the pages in order to look for the Dovid Hashem Oiri. says the Kava Yoshar. He says, Yisoria kol echod ve'echod l'koil ha'shofar. Everybody should become very aware of the koil ha'shofar. V'kum kro le'lekecho, and get up and cry to your God. V'vchi u'v'sach anunim, k'fin min agad she'masa. Holy people, do the following. K'shatoikin shofar m'chodeshef elul, when the Baal Tekeah is blowing the shofar on after Shacharis, or Mincha Maariv, depending on your minik, from m'chodesh elul onwards, hoifech ponov elakhir, then you stand by a wall, you face a wall. B'koil Hashem b'koil, and you call out to Hashem b'chi v'yelolo, with tears and with cries. V'oyman says, and you say, choneini, choneini Hashem, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on me. Kem elach Yosheva k'sei rachamim, misnag b'chassidus, etc. V'yavo Hashem alpono v'yikra at sof yud gimel midas, and you say the yud gimel midas v'achakach, and then, not being satisfied with having done that himself whilst the shofar is blowing, he should then speak to other people about the inyonim of teshuvah. In other words, all he's saying is, I think the Rambam says exactly the same thing about Atanis. The Rambam says that on the Atanis, the ikkar is not the fasting. The ikkar is not thinking all day about how hungry I am or how I really fancy a coffee. No. Yeah, but the ikkar on the Atanis is, that the fact that you're fasting should wake you up and make you think about inyonim of teshuvah, and you're on improving of self introspection, etc., etc. That's the ikar of the Tarnis, and the fasting is there in order to inspire you, in order to remind you. And the same thing here, the Kava Yosha says that the blowing of the shofar is there to remind us that Elul is Elul, and Rosh Hashanah is coming, and there isn't long to go, and we should stop and think about that at the time. Okay. Next thing he mentions is that the minig is to stand b'sha'as ha'tekiyos, and that seems to be the minig. It doesn't say it anywhere in halacha, but the minig is, I think, that people stand up, and he says it comes probably from the posuk that we mentioned many times, ha'yitok ha'shofar bo'ir, that when the shofar blows in town, v'om lo yechrodu, the people tremble. And people generally tremble, maybe, I don't know whether they tremble more when they're standing or not, but it would seem to be that's the inyan, certainly the minig of the oil. Sorry? It is a question, yes. V'om lo yechrodu, will the people not tremble? So, but the implication is that they will tremble. And therefore, somehow or other, standing up seems to show a greater respect. That's certainly the minhag. Then the question is, what happens if somebody is davening a very, very long Shemoneh Esrei? That Chas V'Shalom, we're not suggesting that he came late, and therefore he's davening Shemoneh Esrei still at the end. But he's just somebody who's mechaveh, and he started with the Tzibur, and he gets all the way to Tekiah Shofar, and he hasn't finished his Shemoneh Esrei yet. Do you stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to listen to the Tekiahs? Yeah, there is a halacha, for instance, that if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, then you stop, and you're silent, and you're mechaveh towards the thing of. That's already, we've had droshas on the subject here about Shemea Koina, whether it's Koina Mamesh, why isn't it a hefsek, v'chole, v'chole. And he says, l'chula alma, even those who hold that listening to words or being yoitza with kedusha is Shemea Koina, Koina Mamesh, and it's a shayla of a hefsek, says, listening to tekiyas is not a shayla of a hefsek. Right? I'm not blowing. He's not being moitzi me and I'm blowing. So therefore, that's not a shayla of a hefsek. He says, afal biken, im oimid b'emtza Shemoneh Esrei, somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he hears the tekiyas, ein loy lahafsik l'shmoa tekiyas eilu. You ignore it and you carry on davening as usual, if you can. If it disturbs your kavana and you can't daven properly, then obviously you might as well wait for the few seconds that it takes to listen. But because of the tekiyas, you're not mechuyev to stop. The Magen Avraham says, yeah, the reason for that is brought down, is because the Magen Avraham says that it's the exact opposite. That the Magen Avraham says that Nusach Ashkenaz is not to blow tekiyas during the quiet Shemoneh Esra on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Nusach Sfad, they blow tekiyas during the quiet Shemoneh Esra, and Nusach Ashkenaz says that they don't. And the Magen Avraham says, why is the minig by Nusach Ashkenaz that we don't blow shofar during the quiet Shemoneh Esra? Because it disturbs. Because the tekiyas disturb the quiet Shemoneh Esra, it also means that you have to try and time yourself, and sometimes you get there early and then you have to wait, or you're not up to there yet and now you're in the middle and they've started blowing shofar, etc. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Tovkuf Tzadik Beis Sif Aleph, De'ein Lahanig Liskoya B'Tfilas Lachash. Says one should not blow, preferably not blow, Tfilas Lachash, Shaloi Levalbel Hamaspalalim, in order not to disturb the tefillah, and therefore here as well, clearly blowing shofar is going to disturb a person's kavanos, and therefore if it disturbs you, then it says that the blowing of the shofar is a minig, and it's a minig on the tibor. It's not a chiyuv to hear shmias kol shofar. It's not like Rosh Hashanah. During Elul, there's an inyan to blow shofar, the tibor blows shofar, so shofar is blown in the tibor, but I don't have a personal chiyuv that I have to be yoitzer with the shmia of tkiya shofar. Therefore, there's no inyan whatsoever to be mafsik. Obviously, clearly, logically speaking, if you can't carry on davening with kavana during the tekiyas, then stop and give and give it a few seconds of wait. But in principle, there's no reason to be mafsik a Shemoneh Esra in order to hear the tekiyas shofar during Elul.
Started at Torreway, Northwest London, Friday, Yud Elul, 13th of September. We're in a rubber of Ilan Halberstadt Schlitter, Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored by the first Simchan Asum of Zoe Greenland and Elisha Abitam, which is based on Tuesday. He wrote Shem Bayastam with his father Shem Bishalov is Chus, Ashbur Ma'akolim, and Mufon Shech Sulu Vatahem, and Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. Okay, just catching my breath, sorry. Gotta breathe. Okay, Parshas Kiseitse. Good morning, everybody. Let's learn a little bit of Torah together. Nice to see everyone. And of course, to thank Dodi Weiss, Shkayach, for everything. Now, let's have a look at the Parsha a little bit. First, we'd like to put, there are more mitzvahs, I think, in this week's Parsha than any other Parsha in the Torah, if I'm not mistaken. 74 mitzvahs. And now, normally, what I like to do in the parsha is to show a common theme in the parsha. Now, with 74 mitzvahs, that's not so easy. Especially if you look at the mitzvahs, it seems like Chas v'Shalom, I should say, but it seems like it's a little bit random. We speak about one thing, then we speak about another, then we go to here, then we go to there. But that's perfect. Everything's perfect. But we know, obviously, nothing is random. Everything's got a seder. Especially that we're told, the Gemara tells in Yevamos, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, that even if you're not, Derish Smuchin, even if you don't darshan halachically the connection between parshiyos in the rest of the Torah, in Devarim, you can darshan, that means halachically even, you can work out a connection between parshiyos. That's just in halacha. But certainly there's always an order in the Torah. People misunderstand. Ein muktamum uchabat Torah means there's no chronological order of the Torah. It's not history per se, but there certainly definitely is an order in the Torah. Every time you have one parsha after the next, you often have Balaturim or whoever it might be will point out, why is this parsha next to the next? Or Chazal will say, Lom nismucha parshas haneiros to the Nesi'im, or whatever it might be. And we want to try and see if we can see a flow of a theme in the parsha. As we said, there's 74 mitzvahs, can't promise to do all of them, but we can do groupings of mitzvahs. That's what we'll try and do. And Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi, who helps us along, who really reveals to us the pathway, as we'll see. Now, the parasha begins with the opening words, Ki seita l'mukhama alevecha, when you go out to war against your enemy. And Rashi says what looks like an innocent comment, but actually brings up a question. Rashi says, "B'mechemes v'rashus akosuf medaber." We're talking about voluntary war. Because, okay, he brings the reason, "Mechemes v'rashus." We're talking about a voluntary milchama. If that's the case, why does it say, "Ki seitei la milchama alevecho," when you go out to war? When implies it's going to be done, you have to do this. When you have four corners, then put tzitzis on. That's true. But if it's a voluntary milchama, it should say, "Im seitei." Im means if you go out to war, if it's talking about a voluntary milchama. You hear what I'm asking? It's a good question, as far as I understand. So what does that mean? And then you're going to go out to war and you're going to see this captive, and we know we have the parasha of Eshe Sifas Toya, and you're going to desire her, and the Torah says, look, as we know, it's like a ploy to try and calm you down and get you to actually readdress, and so you can have her, don't say no, but you can have her, just not now, in 30 days, and she's got to do this whole process. Then after that, we have the parasha of Kisir Ishtay Noshim. You have two wives, one you love, one you hate, and you've got two children. Make sure the Bukhara always gets the double portion, regardless of the fact that he's from the hated one. Okay, again, we're not going into the detail of what the parasha means, each one. Then after that, we have Ben Sori Meira, the famous Ben Sori Meira. Now, already there, Rashi says, okay, I'll tell you the connection between these three. Rashi brings from Chazal, famously, that, let's find it here, that Chazal tell us there is a connection between all of these, because if you have somebody who... You're not supposed to do this. The Torah doesn't want you to take this woman. Rashi in Pasuk Yudalef. V'lekachta v'lechole isha. Lo'y dibrator l'kenei yetzahara. The Torah is speaking against your yetzahara. Shem ein ha-kadosh baruch hu matira. Yase'enu be'isa. If Hashem doesn't allow it, you're going to marry her anyway. So, it's mutter, but it's not ideal. That you clearly see. It's not ideal, and the Torah doesn't want you to do it. It's an unusual thing, because normally people say it black and white. It's mutter, it's mutter, it's osa, it's osa. Here, it's a bidi eved mutter. And then the Rashi tells us, famously, Avalim Nasa, if you do marry her, soifali yosaina, you're going to hate her. You're going to end up hating her. Shenema, the next parasha, Acharov, ki siyeno l'ishtey noshem achas rohuv achasnua. So that's the connection between taking the woman from Eshi Sifas Toya, it's going to end up as the hated woman. V'soifal ha'ilid mimeno ben Sori Meira. And then you have after that the parasha ben Sori Meira, l'kach nismuchu parashas halolu, to show you that one thing leads to the next. Now the chiddush about one thing leading to the next is that this didn't even start in a way that was forbidden. It's just you did something that wasn't ideal, albeit allowed, not ideal. And you already see from there that if you do something that's allowed but not ideal, it moves you in a direction that's a downward direction. And the danger is, what happens next? She's a hated woman, a ben Sori Meira. Okay. Now this is basically the key to the parasha. The key to the parasha is understanding that in Torah, everything is to be not seen in isolation, but it's a pathway. Torah is called Derech Hashem, famous sefer of the Maharal. The Ramchal. Derech Hashem. And he also calls his other sefer Mesilas Yeshurim. Note, both of them have a very similar expression. A Derech is a pathway. A Mesila is also a pathway. Derech Hashem is the way of Hashem, but it's a pathway. And Mesila is also a pathway. He's very particular about calling this is, and by the way, this is like Yesodis of all of Yiddishkeit, like Mesila Shoyim is Musa, Derech Hashem is Machshava, that's it, that's like the bread and butter. And it's all about a pathway. And that's what we're going to learn about this morning in Mitzvah Hashem, that the Torah is talking about, this pathway. Because every parasha in Devarim is another speech from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ever since the beginning of Devarim, Eila HaDevarim HaShadibah Moshe, Eila is Gematria, 36, 36 days from Rosh Chodesh Shvat to Zayin Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. We're somewhere in the middle. I don't know the exact date at this point. Torah doesn't tell us. But we're somewhere in those 36 days that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a speech. And every parasha has its own message, its own speech that he's giving. And this parasha just looks like he's throwing at us lots of mitzvahs. But a careful analysis, he's teaching us a very profound message for going into Eretz Yisrael and living life beyond Moshe Rabbeinu being with us. And that is that everything we do has a knock-on effect. What's known, everybody knows it, as Mitzvah geres mitzvah, aveira geres aveira. When you do something positive, it then pulls you in that direction. It's a pathway, it's a derech. And if chas v'shalom do something negative, it pulls you in that direction, and it's a derech, it's a moving pathway. So the Rashi tells us, the opening, that one thing leads to the next. That's the Eishes Yifas Taya. Now what's the pshat in ki seitei la milchama? Why does it say ki? If it should say im, if it's a milchamas rishus, an optional war, what is the key? The answer to that is we're told, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi says also in numerous places in Chumash, ki has four translations. Four translations. One of them is if, but another one is because. And therefore, the understanding of ki seitei la milchama, if it would have said if, okay, you would have understood it on poshut pshat level. If you go out to war, then this, that, and the other. But ki seitzei, which although can mean also when you go out to war, but it also has the connotation of because you went out to war and you saw this woman and you took her, what was the result? The result was hated woman, ben sori meira. That's what Rashi's bringing out from Chazal. There's a ki seitzei, there's a cause and effect. Because of this comes that. And once you notice this, the word ki comes up many, many times in the parasha because it's teaching us this exact point. Mitzvahs are not in a vacuum. Averas are not in a vacuum. Because you did this mitzvah, this one's going to come your way. Because you did this avera, then it's going to take you in that direction. It's a because. It's a cause and effect relationship. And look at every parasha begins this way. It's mamash hafel of a fella. It's amazing. When you just notice nuances in Torah, watch, how's the first parsha? Ki seitzei la milchama levecha. Next parsha, ki siyem le'ish tei noshim. Next parsha, ki yeh le'ish ben tzori meire. It's amazing. It's because. This is exactly what Chazal are teaching us. Because. Now the ben tzori meire himself is the ultimate cause and effect mitzvah. As we know, everybody knows, famously, one man Dalma says, ben tzori meire never was, never will be, because there's so many details and it's so difficult to be a ben tzori meire. So what do we learn it for? Joyish v'kabel schar. Ben Tzori Meira is one of the most important parshas. Okay, you can't say that. Every parsha is important. You can't say. It's like, you know, you can't have any favorite children, but that one, yeah. You can't have a favorite parsha. But Ben Tzori Meira, the one that people say, Ben Tzori Meira, what's it about? It's about this guy. What's the sheikh? It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. What do you mean? Ben Tzori Meira teaches you. What does the Torah tell us? Yod Torah, the Seif, Daito Shalada. What's it about? You've got this guy. He's getting involved in meat and wine. At the moment, he's not done something too bad, but he's in a bad way. He started his downward path. And this is what Chazal tells us, v'yisro oisoi. So the Gemara says, ben sori mara, eino chayev, achi yignoiv, v'yokhal tatim abasav, yishtechatzi agayin. Okay, and then, says Rashi famously from the Gemara, u'ben sori mara nerag ashen soifai. The ben sori mara is only killed because of the end result, the knock-on effect. Where's it going? The Torah goes to where? Where is it going? You know what happens? Soif shemachala moment aviv. He starts now with a little bit of his alcohol and gluttony. Then he's going to start stealing his money of his father. And he wants to get his measure, but he can't keep it up because he always needs more and more alcohol. And he ends up out there on the roads. He's stealing from people. And when you first look at this Rashi, you think to yourself, come on, how far-fetched this guy is. But, I mean, this is the most modern Rashi, modern-day Chazal you could possibly get. I mean, look around the world. You say to some guy, no, an innocent little bit of alcohol, but that's going to lead to me. Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens. It starts with a bit of this. This is the parish of addictions. It's an addiction. An addiction starts with an innocent, whatever it might be, or not so innocent, whatever it might be, depending on what the case is. In our alcohol, it starts with an innocent bit of this. In other areas, it's not innocent. But what happens? One thing leads to the next, and there's no limit to the addiction. And then he becomes addicted, and then he's got to feed his addiction, so he has to steal money. This is like textbook stuff for regular addictions. He has to steal money, and then he can't keep up with that. And then he gets into more debt, so he has to steal more money. He has to... And the whole thing crumbles. Everything falls apart. Mummish. The most up-to-date Rashi you could possibly have written. So the parasha, everyone says, the Hayav Le Nivra, what's it teaching me? What do you mean? Was it? It's teaching you mamash everything we could possibly need to know for today's world that we're living in. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not a surprise to us. Torah, of course. Yod the Torah is saved Aitai. Torah knows exactly what the Yetzirah is about, where he wants to pull you down, and there's no limit to how far he wants to pull you. He'll take you down and further down and further down and further down. What's wrong with an innocent, wherever it might be, because it takes you more and more and more until he mamashes, finishes off the person. Lo aleinu. But unfortunately, this is what we see. Fill in the gap for whatever addiction you want to add. But this is what the Torah is telling us. Where do we learn addictions? Ben Sorim Ayra. What is Ben Sorim Ayra? It's exactly cause and effect. This is going to lead to this. That's the whole parasha. The whole parasha is, you should know that Torah mitzvahs is a derech. It's a pathway. You get it right, it's derech, one thing leads to the next. It's moyadik. You get it wrong, it's one thing, it's downward. So we start with actually the downward spiral, which even started with an innocent Ishi Sifas Torah, which is muta. It's muta. But then it led to the hated woman, it led to the woman, the Ben Sorim Ayra. And the Ben Sorim Ayra himself is Yod Torah L'Sof Da'itai, to teach you knock-on effect. It's a pachad. And the next parasha, of course, begins with ki again. You have to hang him on a tree. And there the Torah is telling you, if you want to know the aside of the importance of ki kovatik b'reinu b'yomahu, we learn about this idea, somebody's been killed, chet mishpat moves, don't leave his corpse hanging, but rather give him a burial. I mean, of all places to teach burial, that's where you teach it, by the guy who's been killed by Beis Din. Can't you tell me about a nice tzaddik who was nifta and you give him the kovadik of kavura? Where do you find kavura? A guy who's chayv misa, chet mishpat moves, don't hang him on a tree, it's a little bit gruesome, you know. The Torah says, Kikilas elikim tolu. The Torah always teaches you your yesoidos in the extreme. Of course, you have to bury a tzaddik in a mechubadik away, but you tell me that you have to bury somebody who was a rasha, he got killed for what he did, but now treat him with respect. What did the Chazal say on this? The Gemara says, if you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, just read the Prokim. The Gemara Sanhedrin, there's Prokim, Perek, Arba Mises based him. And it speaks about all the different Perokim. Nesofin, Nechnokin, goes through in gruesome detail about all the different Mises. What's the last Perek of Sanhedrin? Kol Yisrael Yishem Chel Olam Habo. It says the Gemara, this is not for nothing. You should know that even the person that did Averus, and he has to be punished, and he gets punished, and he gets killed. Oh, but if he did Shuvah, and he understood that this Misa was happening for a reason, Yesh Lechel Olam Habo. There's a knock-on effect. We don't just live in a vacuum. Even that's what you learn covered of the Kavura. Because he got his punishment, he got it, he received it, and now you should be mechabed him. He covered to Kavurenu b'yamahu. Don't leave the body overnight, etc., etc., hanging. Give him the covered. That's where you teach covered. Teach something covered to a tzaddik. Of course you give covered to a tzaddik. But even covered to somebody who was previously in Russia, but now he's moved on, and now he's going to be going to Olam Habo, and therefore you have to look out. So this is the knock-on effect of the parsha. Next parsha, Leisir Asher Achicha, a lost item, a lost. Don't see your lost, your brother's lost ox. Leisir Nidachim V'Salamta Mehem Hashem Teshivu Melecha. Do what do you call it? Hashem Zaveda. And you have to get into your house. Just to hear the Or HaChaim says something unbelievable. You have to see the Or HaChaim inside. You have to go see it inside. Don't take my word for it. Read the Or HaChaim this Shabbos on this sugya, this little parsha of Leisir Asher Achicha, the lost ox. He says Al Derech Drush. It refers to if you see your brother who is lost, your brother who's not being shown Torah mitzvahs, he's living life like an ox. He's living life like a behemoth. Don't just see, ignore your brothers who are not keeping Torah mitzvahs, they're living life like behemoths, and ignore them. Make sure you bring them back to Achicha, and your first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achicha. Bring them back. What did I do with him? It refers to bring him in, be makariv, mamash gives a kiruv, pshat in the mamash half of a vela. But that's part of the knock-on effect, that you think, he's gone, he's a lost cause, no hope for him. That's not true. He might be far, but you put him back on the path, he can come back. Skipping a couple, now we have to go to Kiyokorek and Sipor. And here is where we see the haflo of a fella. Mamash, strap yourselves in, because this is absolutely, Masukim Advash. The Torah says, the famous parasha that we all know, because we know the song, Kiyokorek and Sipor lefanecho. If you chant upon a kan Sipor, a bird's nest, baderech, on the way, b'chal eit, ala ores, afrechim, aveitim, we know the mitzvah, v'sikachem ala bonim, shalech toshalach esayim, sabonim tikach loch. But look how the Torah introduces it. Number one, Kiyokorek. When? Ki yikore. Now what does the word yikore mean? Yikore means chance upon. Now that's not by chance that the word is chance. Why? Because the Torah says it has to be that way. You must, you can't prepare it. You can't say, oh, I'd like to miss the shluch again. I've got to make a bird's nest and then send it with the mother bird. No, it's got to be that you chant upon it. Chant upon it. That's the whole mitzvah. And if it's not chanted upon, it's not a mitzvah. Fascinating. Interestingly enough, the word mikre, how do you spell mikre? Mem, kuf, resh,
hey.
Look up the Torah. Ki yukare kantipar. Ki yukare, spelled with an aleph. Ki yukare. Now, normally, ki yukare, I know what kare means. It means to call. Vayikra is with an aleph. And therefore, Rashi, actually, at the beginning of Vayikra says, Vayikra is spelled with an aleph, not with a hey, because you would have thought, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Vayikra, Loshen of Mikre. Mikre. Oh, Hashem says, no, Vayikra, I'm calling to you. There's a very clear difference between Mikre and Vayikra. They're almost opposites. Mikre means happens, chance, Mikre, right? And Vayikra means a direct calling. That's not happened. Yet here, the parasha, which begins Ki Yukare Kantipa, which is halachically, it's got to be a Mikre. It's got to be a chance. And yet it's spelt with an aleph. That it's a calling. What on earth is going on here? It has to be by chance. That's the mitzvah. The teretz is, Ki Yukare, when you chance upon a bird's nest, then what you need to do is not just say, oh, that's interesting, there's a bird's nest. Whoa, where? Stop. Mitzvah opportunity, I think they call it MO, right? MO, mitzvah opportunity, that's it. Stop. We're on our way, we were driving up to Brighton, we're driving down to Brighton, we're up to wherever you're going. Stop the car, bird's nest, everyone out, that's it, we're doing a mitzvah. That is what you call taking a mikra, a happened situation, and turning it into a mikra with an aleph. A calling. A calling. And that calling, look at the notice of the nuance of the Lashon of the Torah, it's mamash hafla b'fela. Ki yukare kantipa, when it's a chance, but you made it into a mikra, you made it into a calling, you made it into a vayikra, Kadosh Baruch Hu's calling me. I was just driving along, didn't even notice, punk, I see it, oh, Hashem's calling me, it's not mikra. I got to do this mitzvah. And then, what does it say? Ki yukare kantipa l'funecha baderech. Meredik. Baderech. Please note the Lashon. Baderech, it's on a path. Interesting, the Torah says it's baderech b'chol eitz ola oretz. I mean, who cares where it is? You find a bird's nest on a path. Ach, the Torah is alluding to you here, remozim nifloim, that if you grab this mikra, it's going to set you on the right path. Because you could have just changed your whole world. By changing a mikra of a happenstance into a mikra, a calling, you could just now set yourself on the right path. And I didn't make this up. That pshat is brought by Rashi. Rashi says, I've got to find the Rashi. Oh, Rashi says, listen carefully, 1 second, because that parasha is ki yikare, we've got the coming upon the mother's bird. Next parasha, ki sivne, notice the ki every time, ki sivne by his chodosh, when this, and etc. Says Rashi, im ki amta mitzvah shiloh haken, if you did the mitzvah of shiloh haken, oh, you know what's going to happen? Soif chalibnos by his chodosh, you're going to get a new house. Anyone want a good schooler? You're going to build a new house, but this guy mitzvah market, and you're going to get the mitzvah of market. And doesn't just stop there. You'll get a vineyard, the soda, and therefore you'll have mitzvahs of hemshech of the parasha. You'll have to learn the mitzvahs of what to do in a field. You'll have your beautiful clothes, and therefore the next parasha is all about shatnas. That's why one thing leads to the next. But the hafla of a fella here is, remember we said, how does the downward spiral begin in Kiseite? Punt! I didn't do anything osa. Just the Torah wasn't happy. And you know the Torah wasn't happy. You did something that was mutta, but not good. Not ideal. And that led to one thing going to the next. Here, mikra, I'm driving to Brighton, and before I know it, oh, we're all stopped on the side of the road, we're doing mitzvah shalach again. You turned a mikra, a happenstance, into a calling, and then what happened? You're on the derech. You're on the derech. The derech of one parasha leads to the next. Mitzvah goes mitzvah. Avera goes avera, that's the first. That's what Rashi told us. And mitzvah goes mitzvah. Again, none of this is me. This is Poshuk Pshat. It's Rashi showing, opening our eyes and how to learn Chumash. And once we see this again and again, we see in the whole parasha, we've run out of time. But let me just, one or two examples. The whole thing. The whole thing is about cause and effect. It's not stam mitzvahs. It's about cause and effect of what happens. And therefore, there's a whole cause and effect throughout the parasha of different mitzvahs. Whether it be the whole thing of Nara or who you're allowed to take. Lo yavu mamza b'kal Hashem, gam dar asui. Oh, mamza, everyone always says, what's wrong with the mamza? It's not their fault. Yeah, but we live in a world of cause and effect. And if parents do avirus, then the kid has to live with that. He has to live with that problem. Lo yavu mamza. And by the way, Gam da asiri le yavu lehem b'kar Hashem. Amnu moyov. Why can't they come to Hashem? Al v'ashal lekid b'schem lechem amayim. They didn't greet you. But derech. Right, they didn't greet you. What? Because of what they did, now we can't marry them? Yeah, there's a cause and effect. This whole parasha is about cause and effect. And therefore, again and again, one thing after the next. We don't have time to go through half of these. But you see, one thing, if you do this, don't delay with your neder, because then there'll be a ripple effect. And then there'll be problems, etc. It's all key this, when that. Key this, when that. That's the yesod of the parasha. But now we go to the end of the parasha, and this will be the final cherry on the cake. But again, the whole parasha is written in the context of key. It's got the most keys in the whole parasha. And I can't imagine any other sedra has the most keys than key seitze, pun intended. Yeah? And the key is the key. And even there, when we see, for example, yibum, it's one after the other. Yibum. Ki yesh v'achim yachtu v'meis echa mehem. Right? So we talk about yibum. Oh, he's died. He's finished. He's not got children. It's all over. No, it's not all over. Torah says you can continue. There's a chain of you can keep going weiter. It's called yibum. And again and again, it's all knock-on effect. But let's just quickly turn to the end of the parasha because we're running out of time. Look at this. And now, let's compare ki yikara kan tzipor, which we spoke about before, baderech, which you grabbed the opportunity of a mikra and you made it into a calling. Let's compare that now to the end of the parasha. Watch this. Zokas shelach amalek baderech b'teis kamim mitzrayim. And three times, I think, ashekolcha baderech, that's the second time, right? And is there a third one? Nope, but two is good enough. So it says baderech twice. And Rav Moshe Shapiro, Rav Moshe Rebbe used to always point out that a Amalek comes to attack you baderech. Klal Yisrael were on a journey. We were going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. We were on a pathway. This was a derech. It was a mahalach. We were moving. And a Amalek, all they wanted to do is chuck you off the derech. They just wanted to get you. Just do what you like. And therefore, what's Amalek's big call? Mikre. Amalek is all about mikre. Asher kolcha baderech. What does Ashi tell us? Asher kolcha baderech. Loshen mikre. Loshen keri. Loshen kar. To cool it off. Ah, keep it calm. Mikra, it's all mikra, everything's happenstance. Loshen keri. Keri is to waste seed. To use seed correctly produces life. To waste it is just, mikra, just do what you like. The world out there, basically. Mikra. That's Amalek. Amalek wants to knock you off the derech. They understand it's a derech Hashem. And they understand if you're doing one mitzvah, it's going to lead to the next mitzvah. That's why they get so trabrent. They're so angry about it, because if you start doing this good, and that's what the Yitzhar also does, Oyvei, if he does this mitzvah, it's going to lead to that mitzvah. Before I know it, he's going to be, he's going to be the frumest guy in the world. Oyvei! And that's why he attacks us, because he knows the quality of what a mitzvah is. And that's what Amalek says, everything mikra. Just don't do, just scrap it. This is the difference between, and look at the Loshen. Zok Yisrael Amalek Baderech, but say it's coming to time. Ashikar Chabaderech. Amalek's whole tachlis in this world is to take you off the derech, from this path, and make it into mikra. And what does ki yikari kan tzipor teach us? That we do the exact opposite. Ki yikari, you take a mikra and make it into a calling. Ki yikari kan tzipor baderech. We take a mikra and turn it into a derech, and they take the derech and want to make it into a mikra. It's mamish hafla vafela, because we understand this is where the battle is. The koyach and what mitzvahs are, that one thing leads to the next. This is the education, this is the Torah's chinuch of Parshas Ki Seitz. It's not just a bunch of mitzvahs, one thing to the next. Look what a mitzvah does, and therefore a person has to take chizuk from this. Because yes, it might be that we fall and we go from one to the next, but the Torah is telling you, grab the branch. You might be falling, but grab the branch on that mountain. Who knows if that mitzvah that you just did might actually turn the whole thing around. And now you're on the upswing. Now you're on the Bederach Hashem. Now you're on the Mesilas Yesharim, the path of the just. And by the way, that Gemara, the path of just, which is based on the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yoyeh, which is brought down from a pasuk on this week's parasha, Mishmatim Kol Davaro. From there, the Gemara says that one thing leads to the next. That's where the whole Mesilas Yesharim is written. That Zrizus leads to this, leads to that, leads to one to the other. That's exactly the Yesod of the parasha. There's more details, but that's the Yesod HaDvarim. It's Mamash Hafel Ofele. This is the Torah teaching us what it means to be a Yid. Just grab onto a mitzvah, and who knows where it will take you. Mitzvah Hashem will take you to great places. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Changing from a mikro to a kroi. What do you mean?
From a mikro, which is a happenstance,
yes,
to a kriol, which is a calling. With an aleph.
I see. Calling.
Yeah, exactly. Like Hashem is calling you. It's not just random that you happen to see a bird's nest on the side. Hashem's calling you for a mitzvah.
Right. Yeah.